ver, amigos, aquí estamos otra vez, Rancho Alegre Radio, gracias a Dios, another beautiful day, and we're going to go ahead and showcase Sonny Salceda. We have an interview with him, of course, a while back he did a double bill show with those Hometown Boys, and we're proud to have Sonny here, a great, you know, Tejano star, he's carrying La Bandera for Tejano music. So let's go ahead and start this interview, and we're going to, you know how we do it here, we're going to play all of his music as much as we can, and dedicate the whole show to Sonny Salceda. Thank you for listening. Rancho Alegre Tech.
All right, we're here at Rancho Alegre Radio once again. I'm Malumero El Parrandero Cuellar, and I am here with Tejano star, Sonny Salceda. How you doing, brother?
Oh, man, I'm great. First of all, thank you for having me on your show.
No, thank you for being here, brother.
It's a pleasure. It's an honor. And, you know, man, we're just, you know, glad you came out to the show. We're just hanging out and chilling out a little bit.
Definitely. For those who don't know, he just finished up a set at Cuauhtemoc Hall, San Marcos. Did a double bill with those Hometown Boys. And let me tell you, man, I got to ask you, man, where do you get your energy, Vato? I mean, man, jumping around, doing all kinds of maromas and all that.
Believe it or not, I was tired today. I was a little tired today.
Fíjate.
Yeah, I was a little tired today. But, I mean, you know, my energy, I guess it comes from, you know, I started out, I used to play like heavy metal, rock and roll.
Oh, okay.
On the weekend, I mean, during the week, and I played conjunto with my dad's band during the weekends.
Fíjate.
Yeah, when I was a teenager, so I always had that, you know, just that real rocker mentality. I mean, just kind of like
it works for you, man.
You got to go out there and just, you know,
burn it up, right?
You got to burn it up, man. Yeah, they would let me. Too bad they have all those rules now. I would light my accordions on fire and cut them in half, chainsaws right. Like I used to back in the day. But, man, there's so many regulations now. We can't do that. But, yeah, I mean, we just have fun. And, you know, we just the main thing is that people like to be entertained. They like see a show. And, you know, they don't want to just see you standing there. It's cool if you're doing, like, contemporary jazz and you're kind of that kind of, you know, vibe. But,
right.
You know, a lot of these people, like, they want to go see a show. They want to be interactive with you. They want to be involved and they want to be engaged. So, you know, that's what we try to do.
I tell you, man, you reach them. You reach them. You get them up there. They're doing zapatazos and all that. You know, they're getting up there and you really reach them. And let me tell everybody, you get a chance to see Sonny Salceda. Get out there, man. You know, you're not spending your money on nothing here. It's a real good time. And luckily, Cuauhtemoc is a family-friendly place. So bring all the family. Bring the youngsters to introduce them to our culture, man. Keep it alive.
Of course,
And you mentioned your father's conjunto.
Yes.
That's how you started in the music as far as, you know, Tejano conjunto goes?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I did. You know, a lot of people ask me, well, how did you get into the business? Or, how did you get into Tejano, and it's really the family business. You know, my dad is a musician. My grandfather was a musician, and I think I'm like seventh generation musician.
Oh, okay.
So we go way back.
Wow, it's in the blood. It's in the roots.
It's in the DNA. If you cut me open, you'll like music notes will come out or something. But you know, it's I started with my dad. You know, and you know, you were talking about you know, bring out your kids and bring out the, you know, that's really important. You know, nowadays, you know, because. You know, now, you know, you don't see a lot of that anymore. And
That's right.
Dad used to take me to go see the Hometown Boys when Joe was alive still.
Oh, yeah.
He used to go take me to La Bamba in San Antonio to see Hometown Boys,
uh-huh.
Steve Jordan at Salute, Tropa F at Mission County Park.
Fíjate.
Yeah, when we had a chance, because we were still playing, you know,
right,
with
right.
Uh-huh. But, like, on the Sundays, he would take me, you know, he would expose me to it, and I... Of course, I saw my dad play, so everybody wants to be like their dad when they grow up.
Course.
So,
oh, yeah.
But just taking your kids, and they see that. And, you know, I think that really music, I've done music since I was 5 years old, and I think that's what really kept me off the streets and out of trouble.
That's a good point, man. It's been proven that music, you know, it helps so much in education,
it sure does.
Especially in math and all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing you parents out there don't know where to get your kids in.
Yeah.
Get them a bajo. Get them a guitar. Get them a drum set. Get them something. Keep them off the street. Well, we're here with Sonny Salceda, and we're here at Rancho Alegre Radio. We'll be right back. Let's go ahead and play some jams by Sonny Salceda, okay? All right, here we go.
Me estoy contigo toda la vida hasta que muera. Si quieres, puedo ayudarte a que me quieras, a que me quieras un poco más. Yo me estaría toda la vida siempre contigo. No creas mi vida que es mentira lo que te digo. Yo me estaría toda la vida siempre a tu lado, porque mi vida estoy de ti enamorado. De que me gustas es verdad, de que te quiero es verdad, y si me quieres aceptar, no necesitas decir sí, tan solo bésame y sabrás como loco estoy de ti enamorado. Yo me estaría toda la vida siempre contigo. Creas mi vida, que es mentira lo que te digo. Yo me estaría toda la vida siempre a tu lado, porque mi vida estoy de ti enamorado. Necesitas decir sí, tan solo bésame y sabrás que como loco estoy de ti enamorado. hasta el día de hoy. Yo también no lo niego, hasta el día de hoy, porque ya me cansé de ser siempre a tu juego. Que te perdone Dios, porque yo ya no puedo. Tú mataste el amor, ahora sigues llorando, que otros brazos me están esperando. Fue por tu culpa porque no valoraste, fue por tu culpa porque siempre pensaste que me ibas a tener todo el tiempo a tus pies. Ya se acabó, ya no ves. Fue por tu culpa y ya no me interesas, fue por tu culpa y quedará en tu conciencia. Tú mataste el amor, ahora sigues llorando, ahora sigues llorando. Fue por tu culpa y ya no me interesas, fue por tu culpa y quedará en tu conciencia. Tú mataste el amor, hoy llegó buena suerte, hasta el día de hoy.
All right, here we are back. Rancho Alegre Radio, we're here with Sunny Salceda. Just got through with a set here at Cuauhtémoc Hall, San Marcos. And let me ask you, you talked about your dad, you know, mm-hmm. and how he introduced music to you. Mm-hmm. There's one track mm-hmm. on one of your latest albums,
mm-hmm.
Ojitos Negros Encantadores.
Yes, yes.
Beautiful song. When I heard that, man,
thank you.
First thing I thought of, you know, we all think of our dad. You know, I don't have my dad with me, and
yeah.
that was just beautiful.
Thank you.
And, you know, and then I thought of... the country music track, Hank Williams Jr., how that was. It just has that type of vibe that you're listening to something special here.
Yeah,
you
it
know?
Was.
So how was that going, man? How was that? That was an experience.
It was a very overwhelming experience for me.
I
mean,
I imagine.
Me and my dad, we hadn't sang together in maybe, let's see, I think I started playing with Eddie when I was 17. So, see, I was, 16, 17. So we hadn't really played together since I was 17. See, 17 to 27, I'm 34 now.
Fíjate.
So more than 10 years, you know,
plus.
And, you know, so it was it was just an experience, an awesome experience for me, and something that really I'll never forget. Actually, I videotaped that.
Oh, is that right?
I did videotape it. Like, Duke, I was just, you know, we just, when we, that whole session, I put up a camera and we videotaped the whole thing.
That's awesome.
Videotaped the interviews and all that stuff. So, and it was a real special moment because we hadn't sang. And he hadn't sang in a long time either because he had gotten sick like in 96, 97.
Oh, okay.
He got really sick on us. And so he couldn't play anymore. So I brought him in. I said, hey, Dad, come in. And he didn't even know what was going on.
That is awesome.
He's
That's
like,
cool.
Hey, Dad, just sing. And just, I'm going to ask you all these questions. And he's like, what? just talk to me. We're going to talk. We're just talking.
Right.
And we did. That's what we did. And when he heard it, you know, he was just, the first thing he said, well, my dad's funny. He's like, well, not bad for your first CD by yourself. I'm like, Dad, because I did a lot of the recording with my engineer. I did it real rootsy. I didn't want to polish or anything.
Right.
And my dad's like, mijo, not bad for your first CD. I was like, Dad, remember all the Vida stuff I did, all my other CDs? I did those too. Oh, that's right. My bad. But you know what I mean. But then at the end of the day, he's like, you know what? But I'm glad you did it while I'm alive, so I got to hear it.
Right.
So because you know, you didn't wait till I died. And I said, no. I mean, so we, you know, it was perfect timing.
That's awesome, man. That is an awesome story. That's really great. And talk about your Vida days, man. What's your memories of your days with Vida?
Man, that was fun stuff, man. I mean, you know, I have to. You can't talk about Vida without going back to Eddie. You know,
right.
Gonzalez.
Right.
And, you know, I was very fortunate because I really wasn't an accordion player. I'm a bajo player.
Oh, okay.
And I had went to go audition for bajo player.
Uh-huh.
But the moral of the story is this, you know, the thing is I try to be very punctual. And this is why, okay, I went to audition for bajo sexto, right? the accordion player that had gotten hired that day, his name was Eddie Gonzalez too.
Oh, okay.
But he was going to be late. Okay, he's going to be late. He said, ah, he was running late, or I don't even know if he called.
Right.
But the guys are like, yeah, well, we know, we heard you play accordion. Can you play in a song real quick? So I play. So I said, you know, I'll get my accordion real quick. And I took my accordion with me.
Right.
And I played Tubi Baja. And the rest is history.
Wow.
But that's the importance of being on time.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
So you're talking about 22 Tejano Music Awards later, 6 nominations, Grammy nominations,
all right,
2 Grammys later. How important it is to be on time.
Oh, yes. So, yes, sir.
So it's crazy. So I started out with Eddie, and, you know, he was really, we hit it off. Me and Eddie hit it off, and he was really nice to me. And, you know, he gave me that, he shared his limelight with me. Because he had the deal with Sony, you know, back in the day.
Right.
It was his deal.
Yeah.
It was just Eddie Gonzalez, you know. And he always brought me with him. So we were creative partners. And then with Vida, when we went off on our own and did the Vida thing, of course, that gave me an opportunity to grow musically. So I started kind of jumping into more of the production, the music arranging, music direction, putting the records together, getting with songwriters, you know, because I love music.
And
I'm kind of like a little bookworm, kind of like I'm real always like a mad scientist.
Right.
I always have, man, I have my phone. I have like 150 new songs for my... I just have a new... I had a new album come out just a month ago, and I'm already working on a new one. Plus, I'm producing another artist. Plus, I've done other recordings that I'm working on for other people. So,
hey, dale shine, man.
Yeah.
That's the workman's mentality,
so,
right?
Yeah,
there, man.
So, I mean, I was very fortunate to be able to do that. You know, Vida allowed me to learn so much. And, it, man, me and the guys, I mean, we're like family.
Yeah.
And they would make fun of me because I used to hang out with the president of the Texas Records.
Uh-huh.
And he was like the guys from L.A. He's you know, he's like a rocker, dude. He used to work for Van Halen Management and all that.
Oh,
he knows a lot.
Wow.
And he took me under his wing. He was one of my mentors. And they would always make fun of, you know, we're, you know, Raza. Ah, you're with your dad. Oh, you're with your dad again. You're with your dad. Oh, yeah, you're always with him. But you know what? I walked away from that. No amount of money could pay for the education that I received from working with Tejas and working with Vida, working with Eddie.
Right.
I mean, no amount of money. I probably have a doctorate in music business, but it's just all by working.
Yeah. You know, what do they say? Experience beats book smart any day.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I'm very fortunate, though. It was good times.
All right, fans, we're here with Sonny Salceda. Let's go ahead and take another break. Let's play some more of his jams right here, and we'll be back with him here on Rancho Alegre Radio. Stay with us.
Encantadores, quien los hubiera al lado de mí. Me duele mucho bien de mi vida vivir ausente lejos de ti. Me encuentro solo, vivo pensando, será la ausencia de ser querer. Ojitos negros encantadores, que si Dios quiere los vuelvo a ver. Y a tus padres y a tus hermanos, que son capricho el que vas a ser. Que no te digan, que no te cuenten, que tú me quieres, que le han de hacer. Estos tres pañuelos, pa' que los guardes, yo ya me voy. Ven a mis brazos, bien de mi vida. Ven a mis brazos, bien de mi amor. No te vuelvo a ver mañana. Quiero decirte que te amo, que estás tatuada aquí en mi alma y dentro de mi corazón. Si no te vuelvo a ver mañana, quiero que sepas que en mi vida eres el fuego, eres la flama, la que despierta mi pasión. Y si mañana no viniera otro nuevo amanecer, me sentirá siempre contigo en cada poro de tu piel. De mi vida, yo no soy nada sin ti. Moriría de pena y dolor si despierto y no escucho tu respiración. Si mañana no te vuelvo a ver, me sentirás siempre contigo en cada poro de tu piel. Eres y serás para mí la razón de mi vida. Yo no soy nada sin ti. Moriría de pena y dolor despierto y no escucho tu respiración. Eres y serás para mí la razón de mi vida. Yo no soy nada sin ti. Moriría de pena y dolor si despierto y no escucho tu respiración. Si mañana no te vuelvo a ver, si no te vuelvo a ver mañana, quiero decir decirte que te amo.
All right, we're back. Rancho Alegre Radio here with Sonny Salceda. And I know you've worked with other artists. I know you did a CD with David Lee Garza. Tell us about that CD.
Oh, the CD with David Lee. That was a fun experience. That was, you know, I got that. That's another one. That's, you know, you have to act. I mean, it was kind of Joel and David had, we had already started doing stuff like Tres Acordeones kind of deals.
Uh-huh.
We started about 2 years before that. We did the national, what is it, the La Raza, the Council of La Raza, NCLR.
Yeah, right.
We had done an event for that, and David Chavez had put us three together.
Uh-huh.
Of course, Joel Guzman, man, he's like a legendary accordionist,
Yeah.
Man.
He's
that guy, he's a mastermind.
He's incredible, yeah.
And we hit it off, and he's another one that kind of was always really, he's been one of my mentors, and he's like, well, Sonny, you know, what do you think about, you want to come and play with me and David Lee? And I'm like, what? You're kidding, right? And I was so nervous. My first gig with those two guys, I mean, because those guys are freaking legends.
Right, right.
And I was really nervous. But that's how it started. Like back, that was like 2 years before.
Uh-huh.
So Joel wanted to put the record together, and they called me. Hey, what do you think? You want to record? I'm like, you're kidding, right? What do you mean record? Like, what do you mean, play bass or bajo or what? He's like, no, we want you on the, we're going to do an accordion thing. And that was, that was an incredible experience, you know, to be able to, the jam with those guys. It was so funny because when I was recording that polka, Loretta, David Lee was in the control room, right?
Yeah.
And I'm recording the polka, and we had arranged it a certain way, but David Lee's such a master at it. He would sit there and he'd look at me during the session, and I'm looking at him, and he's telling me, oh, next part, go to B, because I kept forgetting. I was just trying to jam, and he would tell me, you know, next part, okay. And
wow.
So he was kind of like guiding me through the track. And then the other El Circo, Joel was there. He was in the other room, like just looking at me, oh yeah, do this or do that. So
wow.
I mean, it was great. You know,
cause,
I mean, how many times can you say that you were able to record and these guys helped you produce your recording track,
man.
You know, guys like that. So it was fun. It was a totally awesome experience, something I'll never forget.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. That is awesome. And let's see. Let's go ahead and take it to some more jams by Sonny Salceda, and we'll be right back. Rancho Alegre Radio.
Somewhere and
some cerveza, light up a big mesa. Estoy contigo toda la vida hasta que muera. Si quieres, puedo ayudarte a que me quieras, a que me quieras un poco más. Yo me estaría toda la vida siempre contigo. No creas mi vida, que es mentira lo que te digo. Yo me estaría toda la vida siempre a tu lado, porque mi vida estoy de ti enamorado. De que te quiero es verdad, y si me quieres aceptar, no necesitas decir sí, tan solo bésame y sabrás que como loco estoy de ti enamorado. Yo me estaría toda la vida siempre contigo. No creas mi vida, que es mentira lo que te digo. Yo me estaría toda la vida siempre a tu lado, porque mi vida estoy de ti enamorado. De que me gustas es verdad, de que te quiero es verdad, y si me quieres aceptar, no necesitas decir sí, tan solo de llevando una vida que
un hogar para mí, porque con todo el alma me enamoré de ti. Y tener que aguantar sin respetar mi orgullo, o es que tú no quieres, yo sigo siendo tuyo.
We're back with Sunny Salcedo, Rancho Alegre Radio. I'm Maldomero El Parrandero Cuellar. And tell us about your new CD, brother.
Yeah, well, we got a new CD. It's called Camaleon.
Uh-huh.
And it just came out about a month ago. And, you know, we get a lot of people ask us, well, why did you call it Camaleon? What does that mean? Or, you know, well, you know, the album, on this album, you know, a lot of, you know, accordion player vocalists get put into this box, the accordion player vocalist box, right?
Right, right.
So, this album gave us an opportunity. Like, we started with Si Quieres, and our bass player had brought that song to us. It's a Juan Gabriel song, it's a single. And it's a really beautiful song. And I was a little hesitant because that song was a was something that I had. I mean, it's a really old song, but it gave me the opportunity to kind of break those walls down.
Right.
You know, like, not a lot of people know that I've been singing since I was 5 years old.
Right.
And I didn't, most accordion players know about 20,000 polkas.
Uh-huh.
I know about 25 polkas or maybe less, you know, but I know corridos and boleros.
Right.
I was singing since I was 5. So on this album, we changed it. Okay, Si Quieres, we did that kind of feel. I did a conjunto song where I sang like the track at like 3 o'clock in the morning, and my voice was really raspy and nasty sounding, but that's what the song called for.
Right.
So every song's a little different, and even the accordion playing, the way we play, the musicians. So in essence, we're musical chameleons.
Right.
You know what I mean? And we change modes. If you say, like, if you hear us play, conjunto. It's not watered down conjunto. It's not
traditional.
It's not like you hear a lot of other, you know, your bands that are like techno bands doing stuff like that, and we're what is it called, purist?
Right,
purist.
Right.
We try to do it as pure as possible to whatever end of the spectrum we're doing. So if you're doing hardcore or Tejano old school,
uh-huh,
like we'll play it. You know, just you have that feel. We got like our drummer. You know, he's a big Tejano buff,
mm-hmm,
and you know, he's the biggest Tejano fan I know. All he listens to is freaking like old school Tejano, like old stuff, man. And so he knows all that. So he does that. Our keyboard player, he's from Chicago. He's another Tejano guy, but he does like rock. He used to do like all the 80s rock and pop. And our bass player is a big Americana guy. So when we're doing Americana, you know, he brings that feel, and he like, yeah, you know, you're doing it wrong. You got to do it like this. Our guitar player is a jazzer. So he's a jazzer and likes pop music, and he brings all these outside influences that kind of create a new vibe for the record. So it's pretty cool.
So basically, man, you ought to call your band like Capirotada, man,
because
y'all got a little bit of everything
in
there.
Yeah, we sure do, yeah.
Well, speaking of your drummer, who's this next to you? I see him with drumsticks, so I'm thinking he's a drummer.
He just showed up.
He just showed up. You don't know him.
He's following us. I don't know who he is.
A groupie.
I was driving on 35, and I heard some music going on. And I said, you know what? I might want to go sit in on
that. I think I saw you, man. You were at the stop sign. Wheel drum for food?
No.
Híjole, times are tough.
Lately, I have been. It's been rough.
So how you like playing with the band, brother? Oh, introduce yourself. Oh.
My name is Greg Enriquez. I play drums for Mr. Sunny Salceda.
Órale.
I'm part of Todo Eso. And I guess I've been in the band for, 3 years or so?
Like that.
3 years.
Fíjate.
So it's cool. It's
working
fun.
Out, working out.
Ride.
You
fun
think
ride.
You'll stay?
Can't find any other drummers. So
Hey, I heard a rumor that your inspiration to play drums was Animal from the Muppets. Is there any truth to that?
Yeah, him and Chente are they look alike. So.
That was him who said, I didn't say it, Chente. I didn't say it, Chente.
There's that cuss word thing. Yeah. Where's the
Yeah, so,
yeah, one of my actually inspirations is Chente Barrera. So,
fíjate. Yeah, he's a good guy.
He loves Chente.
These guys would give me crap about it.
No, he really does.
No, no, really. No, really, I do love Chente.
Órale.
Chente, I love you.
Ay, Dios. And what about the other guys? You want to introduce yourself real quick? Anybody?
Yeah, I'm Javier Galvan, and I play guitar. Leroy Esparza, play guitar and bajo sexto.
Órale.
Art Guillermo, keyboards. Pico Gutierrez, but they call me Tiny, and I play bass.
Orale. There you have it. And so y'all played on this last album that y'all did, Chameleon?
Yeah, we did. We always arranged together and stuff like that. So
that's awesome. In a time when a lot of bands, they only work for that album, that, you know, tour season, and then, you know, move on. That's refreshing.
No, that we work together. It's a lot of work, man. It's really a lot of work. But, you know, we get together, and, you know, on this album, our keyboard player is Art Guillermo, and if not a lot of people know. Well, some people know that you're in the industry. You know, he's becoming one of those the three-headed monster producer guys. He did the Last Tortilla Factory, the Ricardo Rama stuff.
Okay.
I think the Tortilla got nominated for a Grammy. But man, I'm a big fan of Tejano. So the guy is a super, super freaking awesome keyboard player and a songwriter and a producer. So, you know, he'll slap me, hey, you did it wrong, or he'll get after me. But it's all good. It's all part of the, you know, process. But, you know, so we have, you know, just a bunch of guys that have been doing it for a long time, and everybody brings a lot to the table. So
Orale.
We all collaborate together, and, yeah, we'll sit there and debate about arrangements for like an hour or two, and then finally get it done.
Fíjate.
Yeah, we get all analytical about it.
That's good, man. That's good. It shows on the CD,
we're,
man.
Ridiculous about it. It's just embarrassing.
We're here with Sonny Salcedo. Let's go to take a break. We're going to throw some more jams of theirs, and we'll be right back. Rancho Alegre Radio.
Hace mucho tiempo que me prometiste, ibas a entregarme todo tu corazón. Hace mucho tiempo que tú me juraste, nunca lastimarme, nunca abandonarme. Después de tanto amarte, lo de nosotros bien terminó. Suelta mi corazón, suelta mi corazón,
que no quiero volver a ver.
Suelta mi corazón, suelta mi corazón,
de nosotros ya terminó.
Suelta mi corazón, suelta mi corazón,
suelta.
Suelta mi corazón, suelta mi corazón. Pensaba que esto iba a pasarme, que después de tanto te fueras con otro. Yo nunca pensaba que esto iba a pasarme. Me lastimaste, siempre me abandonaste. Después de tanto amarte, todo terminó. Suelta mi corazón,
que no quiero volver a ver.
Suelta mi corazón, suelta mi corazón,
de nosotros ya terminó.
Suelta mi corazón, suelta mi corazón,
que no quiero saber de ti.
Suelta mi corazón, suelta mi corazón. Suéltalo, por favor. Suelta mi corazón, suelta mi corazón. Suelta mi corazón,
porque nosotros ya terminó.
Suelta mi corazón, suelta mi corazón,
que no quiero volver otra vez.
Suelta mi corazón, suelta mi corazón,
suéltalo.
Suelta mi corazón, suelta mi corazón, suéltalo. Suelta mi corazón, suelta mi corazón, suéltalo.
Thank you. que la estaba enamorando. A pesar que estaba oscuro, algo raro yo noté. Tenía callos en las manos. Porque a mí usted me equivoqué, 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 me equivoqué. En las manos, tenía muy grandes los pies, y cuando veía el cachete, con algo me raspé. A pesar que estaba oscuro, algo raro yo noté. Tenía callos en las manos. Oigan usted, me equivoqué, 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 me equivoqué. Es que estaba muy oscuro. Me equivoqué, 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 me equivoqué. Me equivoqué, 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 me equivoqué.
Que me das, que me llenan los pulmones de aire para respirar. Eres mi otra mitad, mi necesidad. Formas parte de mí, por cada una de mis venas viaja esencia de ti, que enrojece hasta mi sangre el color de pasión, y hasta mi corazón te agradece tu amor. Es tu sentir quien abraza todo este bello momento, pues amarte hasta los huesos es mi religión. En la caricia de mi cuerpo estoy ardiendo de deseo por atraparte entre mis brazos y para amarte sin descanso. Ven, acaricia de mi cuerpo, deja robarte de tu aliento cada segundo de tu estancia a mi lado, aquí en mi almohada. Día con día me alimento de los besos que me das,
que me llenan los pulmones de aire para respirar. Eres mi otra mitad, mi necesidad. Formas parte de mí, por cada una de mis venas viajas en ansia de ti, que enrojece hasta mi sangre el color de pasión, que hasta mi corazón te agradece tu amor. Es tu sentir quien abraza todo este bello momento, pues amarte hasta los huesos es mi religión. Acaríciame mi cuerpo, estoy ardiendo de deseo por atraparte entre mis brazos, para amarte sin descanso. Ven, acaríciame mi cuerpo, deja robarte de tu aliento, cada segundo de tu estancia a mi lado, aquí en mi almohada.
We're back, Rancho Alegre Radio. We're here with Sonny Sauceda and the guys. Say hello, guys. All right, man. So Sonny, one thing we need to touch up on, man. We need support from the radio stations. You know, we're seeing Tejano stations disappearing left and right.
Yeah.
We need them back. We still have an audience. You know, we need to drive that home, you know.
Oh, you know, I agree with you on that. You know, we do need radio stations. We need more support. Of course, the interesting thing is that in Texas, in San Antonio, in California, East Coast, Florida, Mexico, you're talking Monterrey, San Luis, even Canada, you have Tejano going overseas. There's definitely, the market is still there. It's not as visible as it used to be.
Right.
But it could be, and it can be, okay?
Very true.
So when you have, you know, a huge amount, you're talking about, the Tejano Music Awards Fanfare has more than 150 bands show up, okay? And I don't know what the numbers are for the audience, the demographics. I don't know how many. I know there's maybe, I couldn't even give you 50,
right,
60,
right.
70, 80,000. I don't know how many people there are there. But what I'm saying is that there's a lot of music. There's a lot of artists putting out records. And these artists are playing every weekend. They're playing quinceañeras, weddings, private parties, anniversaries, dances,
dance halls,
festivals, yeah. Clubs. So when you sit down and think about it, how can you explain to me how these bands are continuing to perform every weekend throughout the year, 52 weeks a year, okay? And there is not enough radio.
Right.
That does not make sense. It doesn't make sense to me. So you have these second, third generation Mexican-Americans who listen to, you know, they listen to hip-hop, rap, you know, the other genres, the other Latin genres, you know, the regional Mexican genre is it's great. I love it. I have a lot of friends in that industry. But that's a lot of the teenagers that I know, like my nieces and nephews, that's their dad's music.
So right.
You have a lot of new artists coming up that listen to Tejano.
Uh-huh.
So there's definitely an audience there. There's, you know, there's a market there. And it's just a matter of tapping into it. And marketing correctly and just becoming more visible. It's like anything else.
Giving it a chance.
Yeah.
And what do you got on the horizon, man? What's your next shows? Any big events? What you got coming up?
We're gonna be at the Premios Texas, and it's gonna be August 11th. We're playing August 11th, something like that, and we're playing at the. Well, before that, I'm actually helping Jaime Deanda. He's going to film a DVD, live DVD in Far, Texas.
Oh, okay.
And I'm actually going out by myself out there, and he's going to let me play accordion with him. That's going to be fun.
We're doing
the Tejano Music Convention at Bally's. We're going to be actually at the Tejano Music Awards.
Orale.
So we've been really, really busy, and there's a lot of stuff going on top of the new album out.
Right.
And
right.
I mean, it's just something else. So, we can't complain.
So remember, folks out there, man, you get a chance to see these guys. Come check them out, man. You won't be sorry. This guy, man, he's jumping across the stage. Te digo. I mean, híjole, where do you get the energy?
So
tacos.
Tacos. What is that? So, all right, we've been here with Sonny Salcedo. Man, I want to thank you guys for coming out and talking to us, and we appreciate it.
No,
and,
thank you. Thank you for having us.
And we definitely want to support you guys. If they're in your town, you know, ¿sabes qué? Come check them out, man. Come support it.
Yeah.
Because it's the only way we're going to hand down our culture, our música. You know, we're always talking about, you know, we don't want it to die. Well, you know what? Bring the kids, bring the youngins, and check them out. You've been listening to Rancho Alegre Radio. Any parting thoughts for the people?
Man, what, Art, you want to say something?
Buy the album.
Buy the album.
There's a cute picture of me in it.
Support Tejano music.
That's right.
Right, Piper? There's a cute picture of me in it.
No, if you want.
She was born without a tongue, Clark.
But we, you know, number one, thank you for having us. Thank you for having me on your show. Thank
no
you for
problem,
having
man.
Us. Thank you for your support. Yeah. We'd like to thank, of course, Clear Channel for giving us the opportunity to, you know, get on their airwaves and,
oh, yeah.
and of course, you know, expose the Tejano music movement to the airwaves of Clear Channel. So thank you so much.
That's right.
If you want to get a hold of Sonny Salcedo, go to SonnySalcedo.com, or you can go to Facebook.com, Sonny Salcedo, Twitter. We're on Twitter, the Reverb Nation. We're all over it. So just send a message to us. I try to answer all the messages on Facebook, and all the guys are there. If you want to, you know, Art Guillermo on keyboards, Greg Enriquez on drums, Pete Gutierrez on bass, Leroy Esparza on guitar and bajo sexto. So just, you know, send a shout out to us, you know, messages. If you want to book us, you can call 210-818-1950. And, man, thank you so much for having me on your show. Thank
Not
you.
Not a problem. Pleasure is all ours, man. And let me tell you, like I said, Clear Channel, you could help us out a lot, man. You could put us on FM. You could, and we'll just show you what Tejano's got. You know, we've been discarded. They think we're not here, but we're here. You know, these guys are pushing and pushing the music to everybody, and give it a chance, man. Just that's all we're asking for is another chance, you know, to show you what we got. Well, thank you, guys. You've been listening to Rancho Alegre Radio, Balomero El Parandero Cuellar, and we will see you next time. And hopefully we'll catch up with these guys again for another interview. So much information I want to get, but we ain't, get from them. We ain't got a lot of time, pero they're ready to hit the showers and, you know, and get some sleep in. So, together. No, I'm playing. No. But thank you. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time, guys.
Thank you.
All right. We hope you all enjoyed that interview with Sonny Salcedo. We're going to continue the jams here on Rancho Alegre Radio.
Si pudiera olvidarme de ti, dejaría de emborracharme. Si pudiera olvidarme de ti, buscaría otros amores. Esos besos, tus caricias y calor solo existen en mis pensamientos. Cada noche muriendo de dolor, ahogando mis penas en licor. Si pudiera olvidarme de ti, no tendría pena ni dolor, porque tomo cada día, porque tomo cada noche para olvidarme de ti. Quisiera olvidarme de ti, dejaría de emborracharme. Si pudiera olvidarme de ti, buscaría otros amores. Esos besos, caricias y calor solo existen en mi pensamiento.
dolor, ahogando mis penas en licor. Si pudiera olvidarme de ti, no tendría pena ni dolor.
De mujeres nunca se acaba, la cosecha de mujeres nunca se acaba, la cosecha de mujeres nunca se acaba, la cosecha de mujeres nunca se acaba. Se acaba la papa, se acaba el maíz, se acaban los mangos, se acaban los tomates, se acaban las ciruelas, se acaban los melones, se acaba la sandía y se acaba el aguacate. La cosecha de mujeres nunca se acaba, la cosecha de mujeres nunca se acaba, la cosecha de mujeres nunca se acaba, la cosecha de mujeres nunca se acaba. Se acaban los tomates, se acaban las ciruelas, se acaban los melones, se acaba la sandía y se acaba el aguacate. La cosecha de mujeres nunca se acaba, la cosecha de mujeres nunca se acaba, la cosecha de mujeres nunca se acaba, la cosecha de mujeres nunca se acaba. La cosecha de mujeres nunca se acaba, la cosecha de mujeres nunca se acaba, la cosecha de mujeres nunca se acaba, la cosecha de mujeres nunca se acaba. Se acaba el maíz, se acaban los mangos, se acaban los tomates, se acaban las ciruelas, se acaban los melones, se acaba la sandía y se acaba el aguacate. La cosecha de mujeres nunca se acaba, la cosecha de mujeres nunca se acaba, la cosecha de mujeres nunca se acaba, la cosecha de mujeres nunca se acaba.
Soy el mero cumbiatero, tengo ritmo para la cumbia, soy el mero pa'. fiestas, Nuevo León lo garantiza. El que te hace que tú bailes, aunque estés bien habitado, el tejano más tirado, lo dijo Región Montano. Estás tirado para la cumbia, estás tirado al acordeón, el nero nero, el papas fritas, el cumbiandero de San Antón. Estás tirado para la cumbia, estás tirado al acordeón, el nero nero, el papas fritas, el cumbiandero de San Antón. Soy el nero, papas fritas, Nuevo León lo garantiza. El que te hace que tú bailes, aunque te bien aguitado. Soy el mero cumbiatero, tengo ritmo pa' la cumbia. Soy el mero, Nuevo León lo garantiza. El que te hace que tú bailes, aunque andes bien aguitado. Estás tirado para la cumbia, estás tirado para la acordeón, el mero mero, el papas fritas, el cumbiandero de San Antón. Estás tirado para la cumbia, estás tirado para la acordeón, el mero mero, el papas fritas, el cumbiandero de San Antón. Estás tirado para la cumbia, estás tirado para la acordeón, el mero mero, el papas fritas, el cumbiandero de San Antón.
All right, I hope you enjoyed the show, amigos. Be sure to support Sonny Salcedo, support Tejano Music, especially here in Austin, Turntable Records. Go check out Tomas, get the latest CDs out there. Y aquí lo despedimos.
Me hiciste llorar, me hiciste sufrir. No te ruego que regreses, amor. Solo dame una razón por qué. Dime lo que fue, dime lo que pasó. Yo sé que te encontraste un nuevo amor. Yo sé lo que te dio, fui lo que yo no te di. Amo, dime por qué te alejaste de mí. Mi corazón está llorando porque no estás aquí. Mi alma se está huyendo por no tenerte a mí. Me estoy muriendo sin tu amor por dentro. Dime por qué te fuiste. Me estoy muriendo por besarte y tenerte junto a mí. Y demostrarte que de veras te amo. Me estoy muriendo de saber que tú no regresarás. Me estoy muriendo. Estoy muriendo. No.
a mí y demostrarte que de veras te amo. Oh, no, 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 me estoy muriendo de saber que tú no regresarás. Me estoy muriendo por besarte y tenerte junto a mí y demostrarte que de veras te amo. Oh, no, 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 me estoy muriendo de saber que tú no regresarás. Me estoy